This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Luke Burbank. In Africa, the violence of the Darfur region is spreading to Sudan's neighbors. In recent months, Arab militias have been attacking civilians in Chad, razing villages and uprooting tens of thousands of people.
NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton spoke with some of the survivors in eastern Chad.
Mama.
Ha.
Jidda Zakaria drags her frail, elderly body from Gosbeda Hospital. Horrific, livid pink burn wounds cover her back and arms and snake down one stick-thin leg. Zakaria's come to have her wounds dressed and bandaged again. This woman, who's easily 80, was preparing to hobble the 2 miles back home. Yet home hardly describes the makeshift camp where Jidda Zakaria and others displaced from Tamajo village have set up house in a dusty field with little shade. As with thousands of terrorized, displaced people here and all over eastern Chad, Zakaria has a tragic tale to tell. Janjaweed Arab raiders came to her village across the border from turbulent Darfur in Sudan. Others among her black African Chadian neighbors managed to flee. Too weak and praying she wouldn't be discovered, Zakaria stayed put. But echoing brutal Janjaweed militia attacks in Darfur, the raiders on horseback set fire to her straw hut with the elderly Zakaria inside. Dr. Ambrojo Sangali is the only doctor cum surgeon at Gosbeda Hospital. He says he's treating more and more civilians who've been attacked, many with gunshot wounds.
From November, at the middle of October until now, I think we have about 150, 160 people wounded directly related to this problem. Last year, I was here for 7 months, and in 7 months, I received only one wounded. Now, every day I receive wounded.
And what are you seeing?
The injuries are from bullets, from rifles, and all the people is wounded generally at the leg, upper leg, the arm. But I think that the people that came here are the people that survived.
The deadly Janjaweed militiamen were first unleashed about 3 years ago by the Sudanese government against rebels and civilians in Darfur, where more than 200,000 people have been killed and more than 2 million driven from their homes. Refugees from Sudan's conflict have streamed across the border, seeking safe haven here in Chad, and the violence has followed them. Adding to the tensions are accusations by both nations that each supports the other's rebels.
Chad is destabilizing Darfur, and the Sudanese government is destabilizing Chad. And so we cannot deal with the problem of Darfur unless we deal with the problem of the relationship between Chad and Sudan.
So says the United States Special Envoy to Sudan, Andrew Natsios.
And this is making the conflict in Darfur much worse, much more uncontrollable.
Natsios was supposed to fly to Chad after a recent trip to Sudan, but was unable to for security reasons. Not only is the Darfur conflict intensifying in Sudan, so too are attacks on Chadian border villages and towns like Kefi. Khamis Mahamat is among the victims. He was shot in the stomach during a recent raid. Groaning with every bump on a very bumpy road, Mahamat got a ride to Gosbeda Hospital 2 hours away. That ride probably saved his life, said Dr. Sangali. He operated on the 37-year-old Chadian and had to remove half a kidney hit by a bullet. With Mahamat strapped up to a drip and still woozy, Ahmad Idris recounted his friend's ordeal.
We were heading home from the market when we came across 6 camels. Then a shot rang out from where the Arabs were hiding behind the trees. That shot went wide, but one of the raiders on horseback galloped towards us and ordered us down from our donkeys. He began insulting us and calling us dogs and slaves. Then the nomad suddenly pulled out his Kalashnikov and shot Khamis.
One Chadian life saved by emergency surgery. But with the good news came this distressing news about Khamis Mahamat. Dr. Sangali said the bullet also hit a nerve in his back.
For the moment, it's not possible for him to move the legs.
Are you saying he might be paralyzed?
Yes, maybe, yes.
Khamis Mahamat, lucky to be alive, perhaps, but to face what kind of future? Ofebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Gosbeda, Eastern Chad.